And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's episode, Money in the Meter, which first aired on August 15th, 1939, starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. Faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Kato. Here's where we smash a taxi cab racketeer.
For me, I'm innocent. Can a guy drive a cab?
Here's the place. Watch your step.
You're running this racket. You drive our cabs or none, see?
The Daily Sentinel's building.
Yeah? Which way are you?
See what's on the meter says.
Okay. You got change from it. Holy crow!
Huh?
$1.85 for that little ride. It's highway robbery.
What are you talking about?
This here meter slip. Where's the policeman? No sawed-off little squirt of a cab driver. He's going to swindle me.
Oh, you call a swindle? Go on, you big ape. Call a cop. I know my rights. That's free country, ain't it? You can't
free?
Tell me.
$1.85 for what? Maybe you want me to buy your cab.
Oh, so now you want to make off like I'm selling something that don't belong to me.
Huh?
Asking me to sell the company's cab so you can have me pinched for pilfering. That's a larceny, that's a what?
This check is larceny, you mean? $1.85
I'm innocent, I tell you. You can't pin nothing on me after the company fixes the rates.
Listen, you little blister in the heel of progress. Mr. Reed's upstairs in the central office waiting for me for an important conference.
Oh, no, you don't. You ain't skipping out on me. Can't you read? Look on the side of the cab if you don't believe me. I don't make the rates.
Suffering snakes. They gone up.
Don't look at me. I'm innocent of them rates.
The rates is almost double. The next time I stick far away from this cab company.
It won't do you no good if you're dead. They're all the same.
You mean, are the rates is up?
Didn't I say so? Only Jane, you've got ears.
It's a racket, that's what.
Ain't you been in town long enough to know what's going on? I don't know nothing, but you're worse than me if you ain't wise to the taxi racket. That's the guy Wakeman who would steal the tires off a baby buggy if he could use them out of the cabs. And he's got a bunch of rats working for him to keep us the hacker handlers in line.
You mean you got to pay?
Sure, excepting me. I don't pay nothing. I'm the Rock of Gibraltar, see? No phony muscle man is going to tell
me. What's that you're saying, Potsy?
Hello. I don't see you coming.
You've been ducking long enough, Potsy.
I ain't paying. It's a free country. I take it to the Supreme Court. I take it to the League of Nations.
You take it, all right. Right now.
Hey, pick on somebody your size.
Stay out of this, mug.
I don't have to pay for driving a hack. It ain't illegal.
I got me orders, Potsy. You're fired. Now scram before I make...
Holy crow.
Oh, now ain't that too bad. A big guy like him fainted dead away.
So for snakes, it was your fist made him faint.
Me? Can I help if I was waving my arms?
With the clenched fist on the end of it. For a little half pint, you pack a nifty wallop.
But it was a self-defense. He's swinging for us. You seen him.
Sock me when I ain't looking, will you, Wyo? You
know what?
Nothing. But get this, Potsy. You're done for. You ain't driving a cab no more. You're blacklisted, get it? Try and get a job hacking for anybody in this town and see what happens.
Gee whiz, he's mad, huh?
Who's that guy?
What do you think? He works for Wakeman, like I told you. One of the racketeers.
Holy smokes. What am I waiting for?
Huh?
Here I seen a racketeer right under me nose. Instead of standing around, I ought to be in Reed's office telling him all about it. Can you imagine that? I got a scoop. That what? A scoop! Got a scoop.
How'd you get in, extra? I told Miss Case Jenks and I didn't want to be disturbed.
It's a racket. I seen it with my own eyes.
You saw what?
Reed, you got to stop the presses. They got to go in the paper right away.
Suppose you calm down and speak normally, Axford.
What racket?
Oh, boss, the only racket Axford knows is the one he makes with his mouth.
Don't pay no attention to Jenks, Reed. He's jealous.
Jealous?
Sure. On account of this is something you ain't dug up your own self.
Well, how does he know that, Axford?
Oh.
How can Jenks be jealous when he doesn't even know what you're talking about?
If he knows what he's talking about, boss.
Holy crow, ain't I told you yet?
It's a scoop, huh?
Good gravy, Reed. You don't think I'd bust in if it wasn't, do you?
Yes, I do.
Huh? You do?
Jenks, pick up that phone there.
I got it, boss.
That's the inside phone, Axford. Jenks will hold it while you give us your story. You, say you have a scoop.
Sure I have. And a racket.
So you said. Jenks, as soon as Axford lets us know the scoop of his, call the press room and tell him to stop the presses.
Holy crow, you don't want to do that. What for?
What you said yourself, you big lug. So the Sentinel can get out an extra edition.
That's it. Now let's have your scoop.
Golly, you mean what I got to tell you is worth a special edition?
Well, if it's as big as you seem to think, we'll have to make over the front page.
Oh, golly.
Now let's have it, Axford. Jenks is ready to use that phone.
Okay, then. Reed, I just found out there's a racket in taxicabs.
Oh.
Hey, Jenks, why did you put the phone down for? Call the press room.
Not for that, Axford.
Holy crow, why not?
Because it ain't news.
Now listen, Reed. I ain't seen a word about it in the Sentinel.
If it weren't for the libel laws, it'd be plenty.
Who's liable?
We are, if we print stuff without proof.
The taxi situation is an open secret, Axford. We know all about it. Everyone does. Why, Jenks has been working on it for weeks.
You mean, you know all about that guy Wakeman?
The works, Mike.
Wakeman started by levying tribute on every taxi company. With that as a wedge, he's gotten control of all of them. He's boosted their rank.
Golly, he sure has.
His mob also forces the cab drivers to pay a stiff fee under the guise of membership dues.
And that's not all, boss. He's even going after the independent cab drivers.
Well, what's he bothering them for?
To kill off opposition, Axford. The independent cabbies cut into his business because they refuse to boost the rates.
Golly, and you mean to say nothing can be done about it?
Not without proof, Axford.
Suffering snakes, what more proof do you want? You just said he done all them things.
He did.
Well, golly,
it's the methods he's used that can't be proven. He's in control, but there's no way of actually getting evidence to show how he did it.
Gotta have somebody talk before you can convict. Even you ought to know that, Axford.
But it ain't legal.
Wakeman covers every angle.
Golly, and I thought he was going to give you a scoop.
There's only one way to do that, Axford.
Yeah?
Get us someone who isn't afraid to talk. You do that and you'll get a headline on the Sentinel with a byline reading, Story by Michael Axford.
Casey.
Are you still grousing, Axford?
I'm thinking, Casey.
You've been that way ever since you rushed in on Mr. Reed yesterday with your big scoop.
There is only some way I could get a witness to this taxi racket. Reed promised me a byline.
I've heard that before.
But it's on the level.
Will you stop talking while I'm typing about... Oh.
Did I do something?
It's your fault, you big lug. This whole word came out backwards.
Here, let me...
No, I'm gonna...
Oh, no trouble at all.
You big lug. Now see what you've done.
Golly, how was I going to know the tear? Ain't an eraser for rubbing out?
I'd like to rub you out. I'll have to do this whole sheet over.
Reed ought to use thicker paper around here.
Or heads that aren't so thick.
That's a good one, Casey. Sure, there are some thick heads around this newspaper.
There certainly are. One in particular.
Hiya, Toots. Why is the boss over this institution?
Who in the world?
Golly, it's the little half pint.
My pal. My bosom friend. We sure took care of that snake on the grass in Mecca, huh?
Did you get fired?
What do you think I'm doing here? Sure, I got fired. So help me, I got a blacklist. You call that justice? I can't get a job with no cab companies. No place and no time.
Ah, you poor squirt. Here, now.
Huh? Oh, boy, that's a buck. Real folding of money.
Gosh, actually, that's swell of you.
Suffering snakes. I know you're starving. Will you take it?
Thanks. You're a right guy. And just for that, here's my card.
Your what?
It's one for your two beautiful. I'm building up my clientele.
Hey, what's the idea? This card says you're on your own cab. I thought you was fired.
Sure I was.
Give me back that book. So that's your game, is it? Coming in here like you was on your uppers.
Me? He was his loony. All I come in for was to put an ad in a paper advertising my cab service.
Hey, Casey, who's this?
A friend of Axford's, Jinx.
Haven't I seen you around?
Sure you have, pal. I pilot the cab.
For Wakeman?
Not anymore.
You said it, lady. Posse Petrocelli's hacking his own now. And I'm giving the first ride to my old pal, my bosom friend, for to help me out when the Wakeman's gorilla starts trouble. Demon and pity us. That's us.
If you're meaning me, the answer is no.
Ah. As to me pouring out my heart for you, is that your gratitude? Is that the
one? One minute. Huh? Have you got your cab yet?
That's irregardless and irrelevant. I'm going over to the finance place to get it now.
I'll go along.
Holy crow, Jake. You're gone batty. What do you want to associate with this little blister for?
I just got a tip. Wakeman controls that finance company.
Wakeman? The guy haunts me. Say it ain't so.
If you think that outfit will let you run an independent cab, you're crazy.
It's unconstitutional, that's what it is. They gotta give me my cab, but they gotta.
That's what you think. Come on.
I'll write to my congressman. It's disastrous. That's what it is. Disastrous.
Yeah, well, snap it up. You and me are going to the finance company to meet disaster.
Mr. Wakeman, but it's going to be tough to persuade some of them.
If any of them get tough, tell them to read the contracts.
But
I'm running this finance company. Any cabbie that thinks he can compete against my cabs has to do business here.
So you're making sure they can't do business.
What do you think?
Well, there you are, you offer to put. What's the idea?
This is a private office.
I want my cab. I pay my dough, and the mug at the desk says I still don't get it.
Have you taken care of the insurance and the garage fees?
This man paid for his cab, Wakeman. Don't tell me he has to pay more than the bargain price now.
Everyone has to pay the insurance before taking out a cab. It's a city rule.
That's a treason.
What's that other fee for, the storage fee?
He's been 3 months paying for his cab. We don't keep cabs in a garage that long for nothing.
I'll scramble you up like an egg. You can't play me for suckers.
Dry up. You're already hooked.
Oh, and me, a registered voter. I give up.
Wakeman, you've been running a racket in taxicabs and getting away with it. But you can't get away with this.
No?
You have no right.
Read the contract.
I don't want no contract. I want my cab.
You'll get it when you pay up.
I am paid up. I am.
Yes? Just take a tip from me and dry up.
Where is that contract?
Here's a copy, wise guy. Read it and weep. You can't do a thing about it.
I'll read it, Wakeman. And after I do, the Sentinel will blast you plenty.
Yes, Miss Case.
Jenks just phoned in.
We did, huh? Get anything on Wakeman?
No, he just laughed at him.
I see. I feared as much. If he phones again, let me know.
Yes, sir.
Good news, Reed. Jenks got something on Wakeman?
All Jenks got from Wakeman was a hearty laugh, Axford. When you told me Jenks had gone to the finance company with his cab...
Potty?
Yeah. Potty didn't get his cab and Jenks got no story.
Holy crow, what are we going to do?
Yeah, it seems as if you're never going to get that byline.
Oh, that. Them poor cabbies like this little squirt I'm worrying for.
The thousands of them, Axford. Either they work for Wakeman or they don't work at all.
That means they just about starve.
Even those who drive Wakeman's cabs are not much better off. They have to pay in so much out of their earnings that they end up behind the eight ball, too.
The Sentinel's been printing that stuff.
We've gone as far as we dare, and it's not strong enough.
Golly, what do you have to do to pin the goods on that guy? He's running a racket and laughing at the law.
Only one crook has ever beaten the law as well as Wakeman is doing, and gotten away with it.
Huh? Who do you mean, Reed?
The Green Hornet.
The Hornet? Holy crow, you ain't suggesting that Wakeman's the Green Hornet.
Of course not.
But you just said...
I know what I said, Axford. I said only the Hornet has been as clever as Wakeman. And only someone like the Green Hornet can trip him up.
That evening, Brett Reed spoke to Cato in his apartment.
You got the Hornet mask and the gun, Cato.
Guara's Green Hornet, Mr. Bates?
I told Axford this afternoon that only the Green Hornet is clever enough to trip up Wakeman. It's up to me to prove that statement.
I see.
If Wakeman isn't stopped now, he won't be content with the take he's getting from taxicabs. He'll go on, branch out into other fields. He'll seek to control the whole city, turn it into one huge graft.
Yes, sir.
He's built himself up. And now it's up to the Green Hornet to smash him down.
Yeah. The curtain falls on the first act of our Green Hornet adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a moment. To continue our story, Britt Reed and Cato went through a sliding panel in the rear of a clothes press in Britt Reed's bedroom, then along a narrow passageway within the walls of the apartment house that led them to a supposedly abandoned building where the high-powered car of the Green Hornet was housed.
It's going to be more difficult than it seems to crack Wakeman's racket, Cato.
How's that, Miss Beth?
I doubt very much if there's any real evidence against him. He's much too clever for that. And we've got to get him for a definite crime. You know the Green Hornet doesn't frame anyone.
Yes, sir.
Take the other side, Cato. I'll handle the wheel.
Yes, Mr. Vitt.
We're going to trap Wakeman by using the Green Hornet as bait.
You?
Jenks gave me enough information about the finance company Wakeman was handling as a sideline. He went over there with his taxi driver.
I remember.
They're open late tonight, every night.
Why is that?
Now, they deal with taxi drivers, men who do business late at night. They expect people to drop in at all hours. But tonight, they're going to get a visitor they've never met before.
The Green Hornet, Mr. Vitt?
The Green Hornet.
Near closing time, Mac. You won't have to hang around much longer.
I'm sick of this routine. What's the sense of Wakeman making me stick around here?
You know his orders.
Sure, but I ain't no clerk. I'm a trigger man.
I attend to the clerking.
You're not telling me, sister.
Still, some of the cab drivers who come up here to pay for their cabs get a little mad when they find out they can't get the cabs they paid for.
A burn-up, that's what they do.
You one here, some of them might get rough.
Yeah, Wakeman sure is a smart apple. Oh, poor suckers. Boy, do I get a kick out of the expression on their pains when you tell them about the insurance.
Don't forget the charges for car stories.
Yeah, and then when they start beefing, and you tell them to read their contract.
Matt, quiet.
What'd you say?
Stop your laughing. There's someone coming through the outer office now.
Yeah, I can hear them.
Two of them. See, they stopped outside the door.
Yeah, a couple of more suckers. I can see their shadows on the ground glass.
Why don't they come in?
Probably counting their dough to make sure they got the payment on the hack.
Oh, well, he's a big man, isn't he?
Relax, sister. I can handle any mugs that come in. That other guy's a shrimp. He don't count.
They've been standing there. Mac!
Huh?
Look at those shadows. Are those guns?
Ah, oh, you're seeing things. Holy mackerel, you're right. They got...
Reed, watch the woman. I'll take care of this rat.
What's this, a stick-up?
I'm asking the questions here. Where's the cash?
Over there.
In the files. These?
Who are you?
You can't get away with this, buddy.
No?
I work for Wakeman, see? Do a job here and you'll be on the spot for life.
I'm used to being on the spot.
Listen, wise guy, I can't see your face with that hat brim cutting off the light, but that mask don't save you.
You see it now?
That mask.
It's got a wasp or something on it. You're the...
Mac, he's the Hornet. The Hornet.
The Green Hornet. Don't reach.
Look out.
I'll get you. I'll plug you so
big. I warned you. Now,
you're asking
Take
for...
it.
You shot me.
Yes.
I can't breathe.
You can't get away with this. Mac. He's falling. You just...
Stay where you are. He's not hurt.
I saw you. I'll tell Wakeman.
Tell Wakeman the Green Hornet gassed one of his men as a warning.
A warning?
Wakeman covers his tracks pretty well. But the Green Hornet has ways of uncovering tracks.
You're trying to get in on Wakeman's business.
His racket, you mean.
Oh, what are you going to do with me?
You? Tell Wakeman what I'm doing.
You can't take those. Those are our contracts.
Quiet. Not only the contracts, the money as well. Now, where's the garage?
The garage?
Where this fake finance company stores the cabs it never sells. Where is it?
It's downstairs.
There.
What's this for?
You can stop guarding her now. Open the door.
You handed me the phone.
Use it. Call Wakeman and tell him the Green Hornet has left his calling card.
Thank you.
here, Cato.
Where are we, Mr. Britt?
A taxi cab driver whom Axford met. One who was blacklisted. His name's Pozzi. Pozzi Petrocelli.
He lives here?
And this is his home. I'll be back shortly. Wake up. Wake up.
I ain't have done nothing. It's on a constitution.
How long does it take you to understand? Get up.
Well, so help me, I'm innocent.
I'm not the police.
Find a way to get a guy a parking ticket. I tell you, somebody moved the fire. You ain't the police?
You heard me.
Well, then who? Oh, you come from Wakeman.
About Wakeman.
Where's the match? I gotta see who you are.
There.
That mask, it's the Hornet's mask. I see the pictures in the Sentinel.
Now you know.
I'm dreaming. That's what it is. I'm dreaming nightmares. I knew I should have left them pickles and the ice cream alone.
You're not dreaming.
I ain't.
Wakeman's a racketeer. You're his next victim.
Me? You're crazy.
You're next on his list.
Hey, don't put out the match. Light another one. I've been a misjudge, I tell you. I got a match. I spill it all over. Light, will you light? A million matches and I pick a one that don't work in the dark. There. Now listen to me, Hornets. He's gone. He ain't here. Ain't nobody here. Now I know I've been dreaming.
Shut up, you mug! Shut up!
I'm the boss here.
It was the Hornet, Wakeman, just like I told you last night on the phone.
I ain't doubting you would. Sure it was the Hornet. He left one of them seals. What I want to know is why ain't you guys located him?
We've been looking. Covered every joint in town. Not even the stool pigeons know him.
It's the Green Hornet you're looking for, Buck.
That guy ain't easy to find.
Shut up, I tell you, shut up! Nobody's making a monkey of me.
I'd have plugged him if
he got you first, Mac. He ain't getting away with it.
He took $1,000 in cash and the contract.
And he hit the garage, too.
Chicken feed. He's after the racket. Ain't that what he said?
What else could it be, Wakeman? He told me to call you.
Nobody cuts in on my take. I'm going to show the Hornet he can't fool with me.
If we find him.
We'll find him. We got connections. We're going to start all over again, Mac. You can...
Wakeman, I got a lead.
Trigg, you found him?
Nah, not the Hornet.
Oh, boss, you had something, Trigg.
I got plenty. It's that little squirt Pozzi.
Pozzi, the cabbie?
What's the matter with you, Trigg? What's a little blacklisted hack handler got to do with a Hornet?
I just spoke to him on the street. He's got his cab.
Oh, that's impossible, Trigg. His cab was in the finance company garage.
Sure, until the Hornet called last night.
Say, how'd he get that cab?
Yeah, it was a Hornet who...
Mac!
Huh?
Patsy's small, isn't he?
Yeah, about so high.
The Hornet had an assistant last night. A man just about Patsy's size.
You mean Patsy's working for the Hornet?
Sure, Wakeman. How else could Patsy get the cab?
Pozzi, eh?
Might be, boss. He's got a lot of fight. Socked me the other day.
So Pozzi's working for the Hornet.
What are we going to do?
I'll learn that Hornet to lay off me. Let's see how he likes it when we take care of Pozzi tonight.
Case, District Attorney Martin and I are going to the club for lunch.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
We're going to discuss the Wakeman situation.
Not much more to discuss, Reed. We have nothing on Wakeman. Absolutely nothing.
Can't you prove anything?
All covered up, Miss Case. We have to catch him with the goods.
Suppose you picked him up on a minor charge, Martin.
Any charge would do, Reed. Hold him and his gorillas in a few days, and all those victims of his racket would start talking. They'd no longer be afraid.
Yeah, that's too bad there's nothing tangible against him.
Why does there have to be evidence for a rat like Wakeman?
That's the law, Miss Case.
Where is he?
You again.
My pal, my bosom friend. Where's that Axford's guy, Toots?
Well, you're the cab driver who was in before, aren't you?
I ain't got time for etiquette. Wakeman's going to stop my ticker, so help me. He's going to put me to sleep.
What?
Wakeman has threatened you?
I don't need a shove in the face to know I'm in a fight.
What makes you sure Wakeman's after you?
One of his mobs seen me riding my cab.
But I thought you couldn't get your cab out of the finance company.
Sure, but I found it parked in front of my door this a.m., so I took it. I ain't looking no gift horses in a mouth.
How'd you get that cab?
The Green Hornet, that's how. I wake up in the middle of the night.
The Hornet?
Yeah, it sounds screwy. The whole thing sounds screwy. Like I'm dreaming the whole business.
Wakeman is after this man, Martin. Here's your chance.
Right, Reed. We'll take that chance.
Good grief. He may have dreamed this whole thing up.
Sister, if this is a dream, all I hope is that I wake up alive.
This the place, Mac?
Here's Potsy's room right here, Wakeman.
Good and dark, ain't it?
Maybe you ought to scram, Wakeman. Me and Trigg can handle this.
Don't be a fool. We're dealing with the Green Hornet now. Taking no chances of bungling. Open the door.
Like taking candy from a baby.
We won't need no lights. There's the bed.
Yeah. He's sleeping.
He ain't waking up. Got your guns?
Yeah.
Okay, let him have it. Didn't even stir.
He's done for, boss. Let's scram.
Hey, how's the hornet going to know it was us?
He's smart enough to figure it out. Come on.
You're not leaving, Wakeman.
What the?
Rush him. So help me, we got him.
I'll take that gun.
Get that one, expert.
Not through this door, you cook.
Might as well give up, Wakeman. You're trapped.
You tell him, mister.
Okay, you've got us.
We sure have.
Somebody turn those lights on. Give these crooks a surprise.
Let me do. I know where they are. That's my room. How do you like it, Wakeman?
What? He's alive.
Sure I'm alive. Alive and kick!
Ow! But we flood you. You was lying on the bed.
That's what you think.
You were popping at a dummy, Wakeman.
You can't hold us for this.
Can't we?
But he ain't dead. He's alive.
We got permits to carry guns.
Sure. That's true enough.
Holy crow, Martin. You ain't going to let him go after they was going to shoot up this little squirrel.
He's alive. We did nothing.
Not murder, Wakeman. But we're taking you in anyway. Breaking and entering. You broke in here. That's a crime. You entered with intent to kill. That's enough to send you to jail.
Right. And by the time you're ready to come out, all those guys you've been victimizing will spill plenty.
Sure. They won't be afraid to talk now.
Who are you?
No, you don't.
You're finished, Wakeman. You and your racket are done for. You can read about it in the Sentinel tomorrow.
The expert's coming.
You're sap leading us right into the pools. I thought you were smart, Wakeman.
What do you want, Squirt? Holy crow. Where'd you get the money?
I didn't want nobody to know. Just you and me. And kind of we're like two of the three musketeers. We're pals.
Suffering snakes, you little blister. You ain't robbed a bank.
No, I found it.
Huh?
So help me, it was lying on the floor last night after the Green Hornet they caught me.
What are you talking about?
It was an envelope that says I got to turn it over to the taxi cab driver's benevolent fund.
Are you going to?
What do you think? I'm honest, I am. And besides, if I don't, I wake up again and find him staring at me. So help me, seeing the Hornet once is all I ever want to see him.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Green Hornet Incorporated. The situations and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events of the past or present is coincidental.